Today we have St. John's Gospel, chapter 4, the second miracle that the Lord worked at Cana in Galilee. His first miracle, of course, was the changing water into wine at the wedding feast of Cana. And in fact, the Lord probably felt that he owed it to the young couple because, you know, the Bible is very clear that it says the apostle showed up and the wine ran out. Okay, so the Lord felt a certain obligation to fix that. But now this is the second miracle that is recorded here in Galilee, in Cana. And if you go to Cana today, they have a beautiful church built over the spot where the wedding feast had taken place. And this is where many couples renew their wedding vows at Cana. Whenever you go to the Holy Land, that's one of the special things to do, is to renew the wedding vows in that church. Well, today's occasion was also occurred in Cana, and it was a royal official that had traveled 20 miles from Capernaum. And what we know is that this royal official had a son who was very near death. Now, there were, in the other Gospels, a centurion who came to the Lord in a very similar situation with his servant being ill. But it seems that this is a different situation. The scripture mentions that this man was a royal official, not a centurion. So he was a courier for Herod the king. So he was part of the royal household of Herod. So a very prestigious and important man. And so he comes to the Lord, which of course was a great act of humility, that this royal official would travel 20 miles to speak with a carpenter from Nazareth. And so we see first the humility of this man. We see his incredible faith, that he was willing, when he heard that the Lord had come back from Jerusalem and Judea back into Galilee, that he traveled all that way, he walked all that way to intercede for his son. So we see this is the power of intercessory prayer. That's why we pray for one another. You pray for loved ones, family members, friends. This is the power of intercession. We see this wonderful father interceding for his son who is very close to death. So the royal official travels probably a day and a half or so to be able to get to find the Lord. And he begs him to come and to travel those 20 miles to heal his son. And then Jesus makes a comment, maybe not so much for this man, but for the crowd. It says, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Because that was certainly one of the things in those days. People wanted to see miracles. They wanted to see signs and wonders. And so the Lord was sort of criticizing in general many of the people in that district, in that area, who would not believe until they saw great wonders and signs. So what the Lord does, he doesn't do a miracle directly. He does a miracle that would require faith. Because the man begs him to come back with him the 20 miles to Capernaum. Jesus says to him instead, go home and your son will live. So he gives him an opportunity to believe, to have faith. Will he believe in Jesus' words? Or will he try to continue to beg the Lord, come with me, come back? But this man says the man believed. The man believed what Jesus said to him, and he turned around and began to walk home. So this is great faith. This man had tremendous trust in what the Lord had said to him. So he begins this 24 or 48 hour journey all the way back. And of course, the great news is that when he's about halfway back, the slaves, his servants, had traveled towards Cana and they meet each other on the way. And they say, your son has been healed. He's going to live. The fever immediately disappeared yesterday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And of course, the father realizes that was the exact moment that Jesus had said, your son will live." So this man, it says, then he and his whole household believed. Isn't that a beautiful, touching thing that not only him, but his wife, his children, the servants, everyone in the household was now a believer. So this man's faith was then passed on to the rest of his family. And this is like why we baptize babies. You know, a baby doesn't have the faith, but the parents do, right? The godparents do. So the church baptizes the baby and gives the tremendous gift of the gift of baptism to a child who does not believe because of the faith of the mom, the faith of the dad, the faith of the godparents. So God looks upon the faith of the parents and blesses the child. He looked upon the faith of this father and cured the son.